Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring a discussion on 21st Global Sustainability Summit, Accelerating India's Sustainability Transition. The participants are Rahul Mahajan, Senior Journalist, and Shreya Pathak, Anchor.
India has long been a voice for balanced growth where development and ecology move together. But today, sustainability is no longer just about policies and reports. It is about speed of action, scale of impact, and strength of systems. This year's theme of the 21st Global Sustainability Summit is Accelerating the Sustainability Transition, Speed, Scale, Systems. The summit brings together government, industry leaders, finance, and leaders from the innovation industry to move from pilots to real-world deployment. To discuss more on the subject, we are joined by Senior Journalist Rahul Mahajan.
Thank you very much for inviting.
The first question, Mr. Mahajan, I would like to put forward is that, first, tell us about this year's theme. That is accelerating the sustainability transition, speed, scale, systems. Why is the shift from commitments to deployment so critical for India in 2026?
So we already know what we need to change, and we now need to change it faster across much larger part of the economy and by creating systems that make that change possible. Today, the world has reached a different stage altogether. We have renewable energy technologies, we have electric mobility, we have climate finance, and we have technologies for monitoring emissions and managing climate. The challenge is no longer only what should we do. It is how quickly can we do it, how widely can we do it, and what systems do we need to make it happen. That is the thinking behind speed, scale, and system. I think the most important word is implementation. For many years, the world has seen and the world has been very good making commitments about it. And we have talked about various things like net zero, renewable energy. We have talked about sustainable supply chains, green finance, climate resilience, responsible consumption. Now, the difficult question comes, how do we actually implement all of this? And why it is important for India? Because India is at a very important stage of development. We are building our cities, roads, industries, energy systems, and a lot more than that for hundreds of millions of people. Decision made today will influence their life for decades to come. At the same time, India has made a clear long-term commitment to reach net zero emissions by 2070, which also pursuing economic development. And while we are, because we have made this commitment of net zero emissions by 2070, but while doing that, we are pursuing the economic development and vision for developed India also. So these two need to go together. We need to implement both the things together. Therefore, sustainability for India cannot mean simply asking people to consume less. It means cleaner and more efficient industry, affordable and reliable energy, clean energy systems, better public transport and mobility, climate resilient cities, sustainable agriculture, efficient use of water and natural resources, less waste and more recycling. All of this has to happen. In other words, India needs sustainability, not because we want less development, but because we want better and more durable development.
So, Mr. Mahajan, this 21st Global Sustainability Summit is built on three pillars. The first being speed, second being scale, and third being systems. So, in simple terms, what does each pillar mean for industry, citizens, ordinary citizens, and cities altogether?
To put it simply, speed means act faster. For industry, it means moving from sustainability commitments to actual investment and execution. For cities, it means acting now on heat, pollution, water, mobility. For citizens, it means getting access to cleaner, affordable choices today, not someday. So if you go to scale, take it everywhere. If I have to explain it to a layman, a green factory or successful pilot is not enough. Industry must transform entire supply chains, including MSMEs and other industries. Cities must replicate successful solutions across neighborhoods and across India. Citizens should be able to access sustainable transport, energy, and products regardless of income or location. When we come to systems, it means make it possible. Industry needs finance, technology, infrastructure, and supportive policy. Cities need integrated planning, resilience, infrastructure, and reliable public services. citizens need systems that make the sustainable choice the easy and affordable choice. So in one line, if I may sum it up, speed is about moving faster, scale is about reaching everyone, and systems is about creating the conditions that make sustainable change possible and lasting.
Yes, sir. Taking a cue from what you said, that speed means moving faster, scale means reaching everywhere, and systems mean making it possible. So Union Minister Nitin Gadkari, while addressing the 21st Global Sustainability Summit, said something very similar. He spoke on the need to convert problems into opportunities to make India's vision of sustainable development successful.
The most important thing is the concerning stakeholders. We need to establish cooperation, coordination and communication between all the stakeholders who are in the mission mode for making India's sustainable development. And for that reason, we need to understand what are the problems and what are the opportunities. And we have to plan the vision in a way where we can convert problems into opportunities, not opportunities into the problems. And for that reason, there are two important philosophies which always I am arguing for that. The one important philosophy is knowledge. The upgradation of knowledge and technology is a continuous process.
In your opinion, how significant is this statement?
I think this is one of the most significant ideas coming out of the summit, because it changes the way we look at sustainability. Very often, sustainability is presented as a list of problems. Climate change is a problem, pollution is a problem, waste is a problem, energy dependence is a problem, water scarcity is a problem, traffic and emissions are a problem. But Gadkari's approach asks us to look at these challenges differently. Can the problem itself become an opportunity for innovation, investment, employment, and economic growth? That is a very important shift.
So my next question to you would be that the Global Sustainability Summit began long ago in 2006, and now it includes 40 plus countries. So how do you think the focus has changed from the early years to now in 2026?
So the summit has evolved in the same way that idea of sustainability itself has. In the early years, the primary question was, why does sustainability matter and what role should business play? The focus was largely on creating awareness about environmental responsibility, responsible business practices, resource conservation and sustainable development. Over time, the conversation became more practical. How do we incorporate sustainability into the way businesses actually operate? This brought issues such as climate change, energy efficiency, responsible supply chain, circular economy, ESG, inclusive growth, and sustainable investment into the mainstream. Today in 2026, we have reached another stage. The question is no longer simply whether sustainability matters. The question is, how do we transform our economies quickly enough and at sufficient scale to make sustainable development a reality? That is the significance of this year's focus on speed, scale, and system.
Addressing the Global 21st Sustainability Summit today, Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan also highlighted the significance of the contribution of sustainable agriculture towards India's sustainability goals. Let's listen to what he said.
Sustainable agriculture ki agar baat kare, bina agriculture ki duniya chal nahi sakti. Aur Madhya Pradesh ke apne anubhav se main ek baat aur kehna chahta hu ki akeli agriculture bhi economy badal sakti hai. Madhya Pradesh ne pichle kai varshon tak 18% se leke 22% tak agriculture growth hasil karke dikhai hai aur puri arthvyavastha humne badal di thi agriculture ke madhyam se. Lekin sustainable agriculture ki agar hum baat kare, sustainable agriculture keval environmental agenda nahi hai. इकोनॉमिक एजेंडा भी है, सोशल एजेंडा भी है, फूड सिक्योरिटी का भी एजेंडा है और फार्मर वेलफेयर का भी एजेंडा है और नेशनल सिक्योरिटी का भी एजेंडा है.
What do you think are the key steps that needs to be taken to strengthen sustainable agriculture and encourage greater participation from farmers in India's sustainability efforts?
Actually, India cannot achieve sustainable development by transforming only its industries and cities. We have to transform the way we produce food and manage our natural resources as well. Agriculture depends directly on soil, water, biodiversity, and climate. At the same time, it supports the livelihood of millions of Indians. So the challenge is not simply how do we make agriculture greener. It is how do we make agriculture more productive, climate resilient, and profitable for farmers while conserving the natural resources of on which farmers depends. That is the real sustainability challenge before India and before basically people who are more concerned about the climate change and the sustainability question, and agriculturists who are sustaining such a large population in India.
Yes, sir. This year's event centers on moving from ideas to real-world climate action. The three pillars for this year, as we talked previously, are speed, scale, and systems. So when we speak of the different pillars, how do you think the first pillar, that is speed, is important?
Speed means moving from idea to action. Suppose a company says, I want to reduce my carbon emissions. It is good intention. But then comes the difficult part. What technology will it use? Who will finance it? What will its suppliers do? Can a small supplier afford the required technology? Can artificial intelligence help? How quickly can the company change? So all these questions are in play. So speed is about removing those barriers and getting sustainable solutions in the real economy faster. It is about saying enough of pilot and promises, let's deploy.
So talking about the second pillar, that is scale, how do we move from one-off green factories to entire sectors like steel, or we talk about cement and textiles, decarbonizing it together?
So I'll give you another example. Imagine a factory, one factory becomes, supposedly a one factory becomes very sustainable. That is very good. But India has thousands of factories. Imagine one company cleans up its supply chain. That is also good. But what about thousands of companies supplying it? So the question becomes, how do we take something that works in one company, one city, or one industry and make it work across economy? This is particularly important for Scope 3 emissions. In simple terms, a company's environmental footprint does not come only from its own buildings and factories. A lot of it can come from its suppliers, transportation, raw materials, and the use or disposal of its products. Therefore, sustainability has to travel through the entire value chain. That is why the summit is bringing suppliers, large companies, MSMEs, investors, and policymakers into the same conversation. It is important that the people who are involved in this process of sustainability, they come together and decide on how to implement all this.
Yes, sir. So talking about the third pillar, that is systems, which reform is more urgent? Power market changes, water energy governance, or a standardized green procurement by the government?
It is not one particular sector which has to be implemented first. Actually, we have to make better systems. And that's why the third pillar is the most important pillar. You cannot build a sustained economy by changing individual companies alone, as I have told you in the case of steel. Take electric vehicles. You can manufacture an electric car, but you also need charging infrastructure. You need electricity generation, a reliable grid, battery technology, financing, roads, regulations, skilled workers, recycling systems. Actually, the system, if you look at it in holistically, it is the system which I'm talking about. The same applies to green hydrogen, renewable energy, storage, cities, agriculture, and waste. System asks, what infrastructure policies, institutions, incentives must change so that sustainable choices become practical and economically attractive? That is what is to be done.
So my last question to you would be that from the last 2 to 3 summits, where has industry moved from strategizing documents to actual investment and execution? And where do you feel that the gaps remain between the documents and the implementation, if we talk about?
I would say that in Indian industry has made a very important transition over the last 2 or 3 years. We have moved beyond sustainability being primarily boardroom strategy, ESG report, or net zero commitment. There is now real capital going into renewable power, transmission, storage, electricity, mobility, green hydrogen, cleaner manufacturing, and resource efficiency. But the transition is not uniform. There lies the problem.
Thanks, Mr. Mahajan, for this insightful discussion on the 21st Global Sustainability Summit, sharing your views on the theme of this year's program, how does sustainable development matters for Indian economy in the longer run, and what policies needs to be taken to make India a sustainable developed country, especially when we have the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Thank you very much for inviting me to.
You were listening to a discussion on 21st Global Sustainability Summit, Accelerating India's Sustainability Transition. The participants were Rahul Mahajan, Senior Journalist, and Shreya Pathak, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Insights.